Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Well, following light to moderate trade yesterday on Tuesday and Wednesday, cash market activity appears to be essentially done for the week, with just a few cleanup deals reported yesterday and the potential for a few additional trades trickling into the market today. Unless a major shakeup is seen in outside markets or live cattle futures, cash market trades expected to coast into the long weekend with limited interest and hold the weaker tone, which has developed over the past few days. Asking prices on cattle that remain on show list at $110 to $111 and $175 dressed, but the tone of the market appears to be generally $2 to $4 lower than last week. We're looking at $1 to $2 lower here in our part of the country. Active pressure once again developing in the hog futures trade. February lean hog futures posting limited pressure compared to the rest of the complex, but the sharp market weakness the past 2 weeks has caused traders to focus on further market liquidation. February futures have tumbled $5 since 2021 began, an indication that the new year will likely be no different from last. Well, sharply higher wheat prices overnight with gains over 20 cents at one point as Chicago contracts eye the $7 mark for the first time since May of 2014. Overnight, there were more comments about the Russian wheat export tax situation, which looks like a lock to be increased to $55 a metric ton from March 1st to July 1st. There are also concerns that tax could be extended into the new crop season, curtailing shipments in 21-22 as well. Corn prices are a touch weaker overnight, easing back from the gains posted yesterday, but remaining within a dime of the spike high witnessed on report day. Futures received a jolt from a stronger than expected export sales report, which suggests the USDA's decision to cut their marketing year forecast was premature at this juncture. And weaker trade overnight across the soy complex with losses once again led by soybean oil. For the second session in a row, Malaysian palm oil posted large percentage losses with the front month contract, now almost 12% off recent highs. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
On the livestock futures, February live cattle down 17, 112.7. April down 25 cents, 117.22. January feeder cattle down 97 cents, 132.60. And the March down 95 at 133.37. February hogs down 55 cents at 66.30. Kansas City wheat, March was up 10 and 3 quarters, 636 and a half. May was up 10 and a half, 640. March wheat, Chicago down up 9 and a half cents, 670. May was up 9 and 3 quarters at 671. March corn up 9 and 3 quarters at 534 and a quarter, May up 10 cents at 537 and three quarters. March soybeans up 24 and a quarter, 1430 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.